Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved, back again. Please excuse me for that break in service, if you will, for whatever happened with the system, and I only have 15 minutes. More than likely, I don't know if it was the setup that I forgot to put the hour, and very well could be, and then it became more difficult because, of course, you know, it's with life. And not to say that the devil gets all the credit. He gets credit for evil. But we do have to understand Satan is an opportunist. And if you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. Whatever you give to him, he's going to exploit it and make full use of it. So even if I did only put 15 minutes in, I went to try to change the time, then that was an opportunity to make it more difficult or complicated to do that. But in regards to piggybacking off of what I was saying a minute ago, we're dealing with a two-footed beast. And in this, he's two-faced. And he's two-footed. And what I mean by this is the nature of this beast. You know, in the scriptures in Genesis chapter 2, Yah made it very clear to us, Adam was supposed to be responsible, that Eve was obedient to what Yah had mentioned. And it was in regard to the tree of the life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, and it reads, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And then, as the story would have us to know, Satan deceived Eve into eating of the fruit of this tree. And she, in turn, seduced Adam into eating it. Eve was deceived. Adam was disobedient. And the punishment for the disobedience is what was the fall of mankind, because Adam chose his wife over Yah, and that was a major affront and an offense to Yah, such that it affected the whole of humanity, because the whole of humanity was in the seed of the seed bearer, that being Adam. So what I mean by this, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's this extreme, and it's when we're dealing with this type of two-faced, two-footed beast, we need to understand that he's bipolar. And being bipolar means he has having or marked by two mutually repellent forces or diametrically opposed natures or views. They're against one another. And even the word diametric meaning completely opposed or being at opposite extreme, being at opposite extremes. And this is what I mean by the two-faced beast, that he's the opposite. He's good and he's evil. He's right and he's wrong. He plays in extremes of both of them. And it is a confusion with this beast. And so in this, the exploiting, this beast exploits good for evil cause, using what is good as a gateway to let in all hell and evil. This is what the nature of this two-faced, two-footed beast. I call him, he's two-footed because he's a man, but he has the nature of a beast. And then we can even speak in regards to split tongue, a double tongue, because he say one thing with his mouth, but his action do another thing. And this is the nature you're dealing with, a man who comes who has the appearance as an angel of light, but then darkness is in his heart so deep and entrenched, and he's hateful, he's greedy, he's ungodly, he's immoral, he's everything that is contrary to God, that is against God. Yet you will not notice when you see, you will not know this when you see him and when you hear him speak. This is why I'm saying that we have to come to terms and expose this beast, because he's deceiving a lot of people and he's making a lot of people lose their soul by making decisions that is against Yah. And he's very effective in this. And so this is where we come up with the Antichrist. And we have to understand the Antichrist, when the scriptures speak about a man, it is not referring to just a single individual, but it is referring to a people. That man represents a people. Black people say it all the time when we are talking about the government, when we're talking about police officers or the law enforcement, we say the man is on us, the man getting us. We know what we're saying. We're not just talking about any particular individual. We're talking about a system. And this is what it is with this beast. And this beast of this system, he is two-faced, and he walk on two legs. And he has a split tongue, and you can't believe nothing you hear from him, nor can you believe what you see when you're looking right at him. So this knowledge, why this knowledge of good and evil is dangerous, is because when a person have, especially, and I'm speaking, I'm coming fast forward into the time of Yeshua the Messiah, his birth, his life, his death, and then his resurrection. So with the thing about this two-footed beast, and why it is the fulfillment of the, why Yah did not want us to eat of this tree, is because the knowledge of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil, what that tells me is that you know, it tells me that you know what you are doing. Or when you know when you are doing wrong. You know what you are doing is wrong. And therefore, because it's wrong and because it's evil and you know it's evil, then you set up a pretext to under what's good to exercise or to execute the evil, the knowledge of good and evil. So then you're going to cover your evil with good. You know that it's wrong to be racist, but you will use a pretext of writing a bill that is under the pretext of fighting crime. And in this fighting crime, you use that as the pretext to get to execute the racism. And I use racism as an example. It's a lot of other examples. The Lord has called me to deal with racism, you know, and he has other servants in other places, you know, that's a passion of mine, dealing and exposing this racism, because I think it's discouraged of Caucasians, you know, and their rulership and dominion on the world, upon the world, the hardship and the suffering that they're causing on the world, and they don't know it, and they're doing it in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. And then once again, that's the nature of this two-faced beast. Is he is the Antichrist. He is their Jesus. But he is not the Messiah. He is not the Yeshua that is written in the scripture that is the Son of Yah. But so they exploit the people. They exploit the ills of society. They exploit the wrongs that people are doing. Yes, you know, sin is a factor, and people sin. And sinning, they break the laws of the land. They commit crimes. You know, that needs to be addressed, but it don't need to be exploited. And so what these two-faced beasts do, once again, in this, is that under the pretext of fighting crime, they write it, they make it into a law, they frame it, they frame it mischief by a law. And so when they would love to have you enslaved, when they would love to have a foot on your neck and they can't do it because it don't look right before the world now. They come through the means of this law, and then they get to have the pleasures of their heart, the desires of their heart, because now when you break the law, they put the mass amount of black people, and I use black people, because it, and for the ratio of our population against Caucasians and other nations of people, even though we are a smaller group of people, we are more in prison. And it is part of the strategy of Satan and these two-footed beasts, that they are able to frame a law, to make a law, and so that they can continue to do some of their do their racist inhibitions against us, particularly as a people. Mass incarceration, you know, that is taking place, and under the pretext of fighting crime, when in actuality you get to the heart of it, and it's the racism, it is the injustices that they enjoy inflicting upon our people, people of color, but our people particularly. So this is one of the natures of the two-footed beast, and going back to Genesis, they know this is evil. They have knowledge of what is evil, just opposed to what is of good. And they frame the evil by means of good. And so that the good, what ends up happening is that they become the gateway. These men, these women in power and authority, they use good to become a gateway for the hell and evil that they want to inflict upon people. So that's the danger. It is the danger, but also you have to beware of the split tongue. You know, the split tongue that comes with this nature of a people. You know, Isaiah said it well, and Yeshua repeated, quoted what Isaiah said. I shouldn't say repeated, but because the word is Yeshua. But he quoted in the New Testament, but I want to go to what Isaiah says. Isaiah says in chapter 29, verse 13, because in this two-faced beast, we're going to see the split tongue, and we're going to see the nature of him and why we can't believe what he says, why we can't trust what he says. And in this, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, it says, for as much as the Lord said, it says, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. And it reminds me of Proverbs. I'm going to parallel this with Proverbs. Before expounding on that, because that's a very powerful passage of scripture, you know, when the Lord makes mention of that, you know, and what is it, Proverbs 26, let me find this, this in verse 24, Proverbs 26, verse 24, it reads, it says, he that hateth dissembleth. And that word dissembleth means to disguise. So we can say, he that hateth disguise with his lips and layeth up deceit within his heart. This scripture parallels what we just read in Isaiah, because racists, those that hate black people just because they are a different complexion, because they have melanin in their skin, they're darker than them. I'm speaking about them. They, as the scripture said, he that hateth disguises with his lips. That means that they deny their racism. Whenever black people get a disproportionate amount of injustice, amount of police brutality, a disproportionate amount of poverty and benefits and cares of America than what the Caucasian Americans have for themselves and the consideration that they have for their own people to preserve life with respect to law enforcement and you know, education and these things. Whenever they're faced with that question of discrimination, what do? They deny it. That is, they deny, they disguise this hatred with their lips. Their lips is how they deny it. They said that it don't exist. No matter what the facts state, no matter what the stats by number state, these folks still deny that racism exists. The ones that's in power and rulership and authority, they deny it. They hide that hatred. And then listen what it says. This is the two-faced beast. And you got to understand, you can't believe what he say no more than you can believe him when you see him. He may look like he's coming in peace, but you best believe that violence and war and injustices and oppression and immorality and everything that is ungodly, hatred, they is with them. They don't look the part. They're two-faced. And they walk on two legs and they devour like wild beasts that you will meet in the wilderness. But look what it says. And layeth up deceit within him. He lays up deceit within him. What does that mean? That he's deceiving himself. Black people not deceived and thinking, well, you got some of them that want to kiss and dance Uncle Tom up or whatever, and they won't acknowledge racism for what it is and the tragedy that it causes. You have some black folks that won't acknowledge it, and a lot of times they are on Fox News, aligning themselves, kissing up to the host and whatever people at Fox News, the different hosts and correspondents and these things, and they kiss up to them, and they don't acknowledge racism for what it is, but they have that group of black people that are deceived with them. But the truth, the truth of the matter is, they deceiveth, they set up deception in their heart. They deceiveth, they lay up deceit within themselves. They deceive themselves to believe in their lie and believe it as the truth. They deceive themselves, and that spirit is so strong in them that if you're not of the truth, and if you don't discern, then you will believe their convictions. You will believe the lie that they're telling you when they stand and before the news, when they have these press briefings and things. And I'm speaking once again in regards to just dealing with the racism issue that is the scourge of Caucasians on the earth. And, you know, when they have prosecutors and the prosecutors are, given a press conference about certain case concerning, let's say, certain blacks, when the politicians are giving a press conference, even when the president, and they just deny this. This is what you're dealing with this two-faced beast, you know, that is alive and well. And so this nature is not good on the fact of what Isaiah says, you know. And I made mention of, I did read Proverbs to parallel with Isaiah. But let me finish with Isaiah, because in Isaiah 13 it says, of course, they profess to be Christians. Go back into that with Isaiah 29:13. You know, so they draw near to God with their mouth. They profess, they understand that as Christians, and that Jesus died for their sins, and that he was resurrected, and then they have holidays to supposedly commemorate what he has done. This is what God said. They, with their mouth, you know, they know how to talk the talk. You know, they know how to say the right words. And this is not even with just Caucasians and the politicians, but this is even with religious leaders. This thing is so deep. The spirit of Satan in this nation, in this culture, in the world, through the powers that be, that have the means to influence the people through media, through just different mediums, if you will, because there is witchcraft going on all around the world, man, all throughout this world, at the hands of those people in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places, in the principalities and the powers and the rulers of this world. They are enablers to Satan's design. But he says, but have removed their heart far from me. They removed their heart far from Yah. They don't have the compassion that would let them be fair and just and caring and loving and sharing and loving and justice and loving and truth, you know, being about the truth, being about what they write in their laws, being about executing their laws and fairness. See, they have this dual nature that is bipolar. It is a sickness in these two-faced, two-footed beasts. They are sick. But this is what gets me about continuing the scripture. And it says, in their fear, so they have removed their heart from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Their fear of Yah is not by way of the Holy Scriptures. Their fear of Yah is by their constitution. As long as the constitution, as long as they have a constitutional right to do the wickedness they're doing, then they're at peace. As long as by the laws of the land that they can be justified in for what they do, they are at peace. So as long as they have a right, they can have the a police officer has a right to kill you. If he kills you without justifiable cause, then he's at peace. He can go and he can sleep. She can go and she can sleep. Their fear of God is by precepts of men that they have written for themselves. Once again, they frame as evil or mischief by law. They insulate themselves by writing laws, and it absolves their conscience, and so that they don't fear God, because now they think themselves to be God. And so Yeshua in Matthew 15:8, you know, he made that with the religious folks, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and you know, just the religious folks. And it's happening today. You know, people are fearful of men, precepts, why they celebrate these holidays. You know, why they, you know, church has certain bylaws and things of that nature. They're more concerned about those things and not breaking those things than being concerned about breaking Yah's law and the imminent destruction that is to come behind that. And just continue reading in Isaiah. Isaiah says, and this is what you're faced with these two-footed or two-faced beasts. He says, therefore, and this is verse 14, Isaiah 29, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work amongst this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. So who they think to be wise, and these scientists and these social engineers that have designed the doctrine of white supremacy, the doctrine of constitution, these men that they esteem, that they still hold to, Yah's going to make fools of them, basically. And he says, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who sees us and who knows us? This is what these two-faced beasts don't understand. Yah says, woe to them. He says, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he has no understanding? So Yah saying that these folk, I created you. I gave you the mind that you're thinking you're evil against me. Do you not think that I know what you're thinking? What you're doing in the dark? Do you not think that I see it because I'm the one that created light and darkness? So I know it's light and dark. I understand evil. I created Satan, so I know what Satan is capable of doing. Do you not understand that I see you and that there's a day of judgment and wrath and destruction coming to you? While you in secret, while you justify yourself, while you're deceiving men, while you're deceiving the simple, while you're deceiving a sinner man, while you're deceiving a silly, do you think that I'm simple? Do you think that I'm a silly? Do you think that I am stupid? Do you think that I am of the men that was created by me just like you were created? Do you think that I am of their nature, that I don't understand you, that I don't have power over you to destroy you, to kill you, and to destroy you? Do you think that you can insult me? Y'all's posing a question, but then they're foolish and stupid enough because they're deceiving themselves and they're puffed up in their own pride that they're fooling and deceiving Yah, justifying their evil by the laws that they made and disregarding Yah's law. This is what the two-faced beast does. This is what he's about. And the people need to know this, and he needs to be exposed. And his dominion, his power, his rulership, his authority is in a group of people, and it is the people of the West. It is the Caucasian Christian people. This is not racist. This is truth. This is not hate speech. This is historical facts. I'm not lying in what I'm saying. Because I have malice and hatred because of another man's pigmentation, when my God made him skin color to be the way it is. My God did that. But my God did not make the evil that is coming that's made them readily available for the use and the servitude of Satan to do the evil and to do the bidding that Satan is known to do. God did not create that, and he made a way for them to come through the truth of Yeshua the Messiah to come out of that wicked, ill nature, but they chose not to and got greedy and used his name in vain. So I preach, I teach, I live against that. I sure do. I sure do. Make no mistake about it. Make no apologies about it, should I say. But Yah made it very clear when you had this type of nature, when you had this bipolar sickness going on as they do. Isaiah chapter 5. Two-footed beast. You know, I get to Isaiah. See how they do. You know, some news articles that came out, and how I say they exploit good for evil cause. Just some news. Now, I already made it very clear, as y'all made it very clear to me, what was to come out of Donald Trump's presidency. And we're seeing, I made mention last week, a leader has certain characteristics that comes out that be the gateway to spirits that is within him, deep down and hidden. So with George Bush, you have recklessness. The man is reckless. That's part of his character that he hides. Barack Obama, homosexuality. That was loud and clear during his presidency. And it shows that there was something relatable to him with that spirit, such that I believe that he had been engaged in homosexual activity for that spirit to come. Donald Trump, racism, and the spirit come through him. He's the gateway to, he's the opening for racism. So now we're seeing blatant racism happening now. They're not ashamed by any stretch of the imagination. So black folks have been forewarned. Come out of her. Danger is coming. Come out of her being America. Come out of the system. Turn to Yah. Repent. Come out of this culture. Come out of the religion, Christianity. Come out of all that that is attributed to and controlled by the Gentiles and inherent of their spiritual nature that is not of the Holy Spirit. Come out of that and cleanse yourself, because we become filthy in the culture and the religion and all these things. And the religion desensitizes us, and it renders us unconscious to some of the things that you would think that folks would know. You would think that Christians that go around tattooing their bodies and pastors that allow these Christians to set up in their churches, not teaching them that you're, for one, that it is forbidden to mark your body, to cut into your body, that's forbidden. But for two, that your body belongs to the Messiah, that he paid the price. No, you're not, that your body is a temple. You would think that they would teach that and bring the people into knowledge so the people can repent and stop adding to the tattoos. If you got them before you were converted, then so be it. But you got saints that are converted and they're marking their bodies. They desecrating the temple that y'all purchased through the bloodshed of Yeshua the Messiah. So it renders the conscious, it renders the saint unconscious. You know, divorce and remarrying, you know, sexual immorality, multiple partners, girlfriends and boyfriends, and putting yourself in temptation, yielding to temptation, and then getting away from that relationship with that person, and then going infecting another host with the same spiritual sickness with sexuality, multiple sex partners for our women, single motherhood, honored and championed. If you're a single motherhood because it was forced on you, because the man didn't want to do right, that's different. But when you purpose, he didn't want to do right with you. He didn't want to marry you. He didn't want to assume a responsibility. He wanted to be out there playing and philandering with different women and uncommitted. That's a different issue. But if you're a single mother because the Gentiles permit you to be independent and you had no shame, then woe be unto you. But in Alabama, just to give you an example of what I'm saying, it's two-faced, two-footed beast. There's a new law signed just the other day in Alabama that protects Confederate monuments in the state, even as other states, you know, have started to do it as well. I think Louisiana did it too. But it's called the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act of 2017. It disallows, listen, removing or renaming any memorial streets or buildings on public property that have been in place for 40 years or more. We know that 40 years or more ago with the racism, with slavery, with the history of this nation, that how in the world can you justify coming up with a law? But see, they frame their evil by law. But that's the law now. Just passed this week in Alabama, and most of the states that have the same law are these southern states that are notorious for racism and slavery, the enslavement and all of the ills that have happened upon black people. And they go and they make a law, and so that you can't tear these things down, because the generation now want to tear all that bad history down. They want to tear all the remembrance of what has traumatized black people. They want to get rid of the Confederate flag for what it represents. So these wicked men, these two-faced beasts that don't look like the wicked and the beast that they are, go and they write a law. And that's why in Psalms 94:20 it says, "Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frame mischief by law?" They call themselves Christians. Do these racist, conservative Christians think that they're going to have fellowship with Yah? Do they think that Yah is in their government system, in their Supreme Court, in their presidency, in their Congress, in their Senate halls? Do they think that God is with them and in them when they're doing this wickedness? And the sad part about it, they do. Then there was another law. This is how they do with their evil. It's called Blue Lives Matter. And this is how these racist pink devil politicians keep government-sponsored terrorism and institutionalized racism alive and well while mocking Black Lives Matter, whose cry was against police murder and brutality. They were only crying out against police brutality and the murdering, shooting unarmed Black men and even killing Black women. They were only crying out against that. They were not saying come up against the government and do terrorist acts against the government. They were protesting because the law of the land allowed them to protest. The wicked two-faced beast, two-faced, two-footed beast, in mockery to that, used it as an occasion to make a law that said Blue Lives Matter. And so with this Blue Lives Matter, the police, now this article too, basically you can be penalized even more under the pretense of, let's say, that you are hurting the police, because I don't believe you hurt police. I don't believe that we should come up against police. I don't believe that at all. Some of the incidences I've seen where they didn't follow instructions of police, I don't agree with that. But I don't agree that their lives should have been taken. But they said following a spike in deadly attacks on police, this is the pretext. This is how they disguise their evil. It says more than a dozen states have responded with a Blue Lives Matter law that come down even harder on crimes against law enforcement. The new measure built upon existing statutes, and so that they impose higher penalties against those that assault or kill a police officer. I don't agree with assaulting and killing a police officer. So I feel that the laws that they already have are sufficient enough. They just need to enforce them. But as an affront to Blue Lives Matter, this is what they letting Black Lives Matter, this is what they are letting those that are crying out against police brutality know. And so in this, not only do they impose tougher penalties, but it is extended to more offenses, including certain nonviolent ones, such as trespassing in Missouri. So if you're protesting against the police and they have borders and you cross that border, then you have assaulted a police. Then it says, and it broadens the list of victims to include off-duty police officers, relatives, and some civilians at law enforcement agencies. You see what I'm saying? This is the wickedness of the two-faced beast, and he makes it law. And it is so much that is going on with regard to the wickedness that is coming, the racism coming through Donald Trump. That is his spirit, and it is the gateway for the others to be in the spirit. Likewise. And so we have to, you know, you look at the lynching of a University of Maryland graduate. He's about to graduate. In America, she good at wanting to shut down ISIS and all these other so-called terrorist organizations, but she wants to do nothing against the KKK and against the skinheads that are lynching Black people today, the hypocrisy. So these are real issues for my live streamers. Until next time, may the Lord continue to richly bless us in his love, mercy, and grace unto salvation above all else. These are issues that are in the news in 2017. And people, and they want us to believe that racism has ended. Why they continue to be the arsonist and the fireman, the cop and the robber. They continue to be the hurt and the help. The American government is confused, and its confusion is out of the sickness of its bipolar disease that has plagued them. It is what it is. and respect to that. And so that the only healing is through Yeshua the Messiah. But they don't want to come to him because they established being themselves to be God and to be the Son of God. And they haven't come to understand that they are far from it. And in their pride, in their two-facedness, that want to look unimposing, want to look as though they're about peace, and their double tongue want to speak about peace, but they are the snake, they are the serpent, and they are the hideous beast behind the imagery that they broadcast, that they promote, that they put in the media, in mass media. And that's just dealing with politics. I don't even talk about that two-faced beast when you look on the billboards and you see the marketing scheme and the promotion and all that goes into just in the secular things where they can have naked women and they look so innocent as though they're doing nothing when they're seducing you and when they're getting you riled up in your sexual perversion and their sexual perversion. They have it to where they have two men on a billboard hugging and loving and kissing on one another like a man would do with his wife, a man and a woman, male and female would do. Two-faced, where you don't even, they make it seem so natural, the things that are ungodly, but then the hideousness and the repulsive and abomination that it posed to Yah that is within, they cover these things up. So, saints, it behooves us to understand that while all is going on in this world and it's unfolding and America is just being torn to shreds within, and that America as we know it soon will be no more as Yah's judgment comes, we got to make ourselves right with the Lord, with our God. We got to make sure to be at peace. And we cannot be at peace by continuing to be in fellowship with the ungodly and the holy, with the ungodly, the unholy, with the profane. We can be in this world. We got to be in this world. But we don't have to be of the world. And what I'm calling for the saints, and it's even the Gentiles amongst yourself, Yah is no respected person with the call of salvation. Come up out of the culture. Come up out of the spirit of this world and the beast that is ruling and ruining this world, and adopt into or take on the nature of Yeshua the Messiah in order that you be saved and so you don't be victims of the wrath of Yah to come. It is serious. It is imminent. There is no stopping it. You look in the nation and see the division and see the breakdown of everything that is of God, families, children, husband, wives, every institution of God is attacked, is frowned upon, is laid to waste. When you see these things and they do it with thumb in the nose at God, it is for us to know that it's not much longer before God avenges himself. And you don't want to be the victim of his wrath. If you don't want to be a victim of a natural disaster, if you don't want to be a victim of the crimes of men with a gun or be the victim of police brutality, if you don't want to be the victims of the things of this world, you don't want to be a victim of a car crash, you don't want those things, if you don't want to be a victim of the things in this world at the hands of men, please believe you don't want to be a victim of Yah's wrath that has eternal ramifications to not only kill you but to thrust your soul into a lake of fire burning eternity. Can you think about this? Can you jump in lava right now and survive? Do you think you can jump in some lava and survive? How dare any of us to think that we can survived the wrath of Yah when he would thrust us into the lake of fire. And we suffered that torment day in and day out for eternity. Thing in perspective, because the time is at hand. And we got to stop being deceived by the spirit of Satan that is operating through men and through a particular group of people that so happen to be the West, Caucasian European Christian people. And they are a scourge to the earth at this time, except those that are truly in Yeshua the Messiah and worship him in spirit and truth. Till next time, beloved, may our God continue to richly bless us in his love, mercy, and grace unto salvation above all else. Take care, loved ones.